And now a conversation about advertisers. Are they the daring madmen, vanguards of cultural change? Or are they the conservative defenders of brands that want to only look back, never forward? There's always been a tension between holding on to the past and leaping into the future for commercial brands. A look now at examples of where companies can go wrong anticipating the politics of customers. Exhibit A, the latest Pepsi ad. You may have seen it, featuring a peaceful protest which looked more like a movie version of a block party. It landed the company into some unwanted controversy. And then there's Exhibit B, how Cadillac successfully found how political engagement could be a force multiplier for a traditionally stodgy brand. Someone with a lot of experience in the ad game says it's very hard to get this right. Dustin Longstreth is Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer at CBX, a brand agency in New York City.
I think advertisers first and foremost need to think about what consumers care about as it relates to their brand. In as much as advertisers are people and part of communities and have opinions and care about things, and I think genuinely want to contribute in a positive way to society, I think that these things matter. But the balance ultimately is trying to understand the distinction between what you may personally care about and what your consumers may care about in general and your brand's specific relationship to those issues.
So you anticipate what the audience might be thinking, and if you get it wrong, it's going to hurt. But if you get it right, you have the potential of really engaging people.
I think that that's true. I mean, I think that you anticipate the sentiment here, too, of your audience, but then you also have to take into account the relationship of your brand to these issues. Now, if your brand has a purpose that's directly related to any particular issue, if your brand has stood for these issues over time, then your consumers, your audience will see that as a very logical and authentic step that you continue to make. But if your brand has historically not had anything to do with these issues and is suddenly jumping on the bandwagon, then I think that's where brands can get into trouble because it just doesn't feel true or authentic to what the brand has stood for.
What do you make of the Cadillac commercial that aired during the 2017 Oscars that suggested that Cadillac had something to do with bringing the nation together?
We are a nation divided. That's what they tell us, right? But what they don't tell you, what doesn't make the news, is this. We carry each other forward.
That's an interesting one, and I think that they were able to strike a very good balance there in addressing, you know, larger social issues and kind of weaving themselves into the social fabric of what makes America great. I think the fine balance that they struck, though, was first leading with this notion of who we are, and the we being Americans, and positioning themselves as part of that community rather than the hero of that community, per se.
So what went wrong when Pepsi, that really has a reputation of being among the more risk-taking brands, Pepsi Generation, you know, co-opting the entire universe during certain advertising campaigns, what went wrong with the ad with Kendall Jenner joining a peaceful protest, handing a Pepsi to a police officer? There appears to be, you know, protesters and Pepsi drinking all going on together. Tone deaf, it's been called.
Yeah, you know, again, and it's a very tricky balance in hitting it just right. A few things. I think that Pepsi historically, right, has stood for, you know, again, the next generation, always forward looking, but largely has associated itself more with entertainment and music. And when it starts to go into areas around social justice, again, when you start to act in a way that is not consistent with what people have historically understood you to be about, that starts to raise a flag. And contrast.
So what happened here, though?
Yeah.
They issued a statement. Pepsi issued a statement that their intent had been to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding.
Yes.
But admitted they missed the mark and actually apologized. What message did they get? I mean, what pushback did they get that would cause them to really walk completely away from this ad?
Well, again, and I think that that's starting to conflate issues that people may care about deeply, that people who drink Pepsi may care about deeply, but at the end of the day, don't really have anything to do with your brand. Additionally, contrasted to the Cadillac commercial, where Cadillac is kind of a part of this larger fabric and really paying homage to the fabric itself, you know, Pepsi has presented itself in this commercial as almost the hero, as the thing that is transforming all of this. And this being a very, you know, generalized soap opera version of generic protest, when these things are real, they matter very deeply to people, and it's not a show. And when we start to conflate those two things, people can justifiably be very put off.
Is this a kind of reverse of the old cliche, you know, all publicity is good publicity? Does the brand get more attention? Does the resistance movement get more attention? Do cops get more attention in the discussion about this ad? Or does it really end up hurting various sides here?
You know, I'm sure that Pepsi's not considering this a win, but, you know, in Pepsi's defense, I think it's better to be a part of the conversation and be out there, adjust, keep the dialogue going, and move forward. People will be willing to move forward. I do believe that this has resulted in people really trying to think about why did this miss the mark here too, and what is it that we need to understand and kind of wrap our heads around in this very confusing media landscape, where we're toggling between serious issues such as Black Lives Matter and more frivolous issues on our phones, all in a seamless moment.
Dustin Longstreth is Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer at CBX, a brand agency in New York City. Thanks so much, Dustin.
Thank you very much.